This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, when the Nazis did it, I knew we were on to something when we were talking about this, but when the Nazis did it, they were called crimes against humanity. But when the American government does it, it's called science. Now, I want you to think about that, okay? Don't forget about Project Paperclip in the midst of this conversation that we're about to have. Before we do that, I want to get over to some content that we again missed on Saturday. And so I'm playing a little catch-up here. But this is important information. It really is. And we'll get to Robert Kennedy in just a moment. But before that, I wanted to get to a short clip just of the flip-flopping individual in the People's White House, how when he's on the campaign trail, he tells people what it is that they want to hear. You know, he tells a tragic story about someone that dies from vaccinations, and he becomes the President of the United States of America, and then he tells them he'll be the first one to take the vaccination if need be, as if to suggest he's some sort of exemplar that we're to follow or emulate in any sense of the word. But again, here we go again, just to show you that what he says and what he does are two different stories. Go ahead and play that. Would you, Pickle?
Well, I feel about vaccines like I feel about tests. This is going to go away without a vaccine. It's going to go away, and we're not going to see it again, hopefully, after a period of time. You may have some flare-ups, and I guess, you know, I would expect that. Sometime in the fall, you'll have flare-ups, maybe. Maybe not, but according to what a lot of people say, you probably will. We'll be able to put them out. You may have some flare-ups next year, but eventually it's going to be gone. It's going to be gone. You know, there are some viruses and flus that came and they went for a vaccine. They never found the vaccine and they disappeared. They've never shown up again. They die too, like everything else. They die too. And so whether we do or not, I think great progress is being made by Johnson & Johnson, by Oxford and some others. NYU, I see, is very advanced. But if you don't get it, this is going to go away at some point.
It's going to go away at some point, okay. And you know how government works, right? At first, it's just an idea, it's a suggestion, and then it comes in through a force of compliance. And that's exactly what we're going to see here, too. You can mark my words, because we've seen the pill and the jam since the very beginning, since the offset of this whole coronavirus. And you can rest assured as to what's up and coming. Again, to show you the attitude of the American people, someone sent this to me yesterday, so I had to counter it with what I just played. But just to show you the attitude of the American people concerning the virus. Now, I know that there's a lot of people out there saying that if they have to take a vaccination, they're just not going to take a vaccination, right? That's what they're saying. But they're saying it with a good portion of the people are, with a mask on. Okay, so they've already encouraged tyrants to do the things and to go forth the push concerning vaccinations because they see the people in compliance with their mask. We also understand by what we see over in Australia and Germany and the UK right now, folks. I don't know if you're paying attention to what's going on abroad, but the fact of the matter is the masses of the people in those prospective countries are standing up in resistance and defying. They're even going so far concerning Anthony Fauci and these vaccinations and these virus mandates and people getting arrested because of something they're posting on Facebook, like in Australia. Folks, people aren't putting up with it, just for the record. Just so you know over here in America as to what's happening over there in those countries. And I know that there's people that are saying, Bradley, you know what? I feel sorry for Australia. I feel sorry for Germany. I feel sorry for the UK. No, no, no. Wait a second. They're smaller countries. They're just being tested right now. They're the guinea pigs, friends. And rest assured, it's coming your direction as well. Also keep in mind that it's your government that you're allowing to push this on a global scale, because who takes the dictates in Germany? Who takes dictates from America in Australia? Folks, you better rest assured that you live in the empire in the United States of America. Quit acting like it's some other country that you haven't already dominated. We see military bases all over the globe in the hundreds, and most people in this country have no idea that your government is using your sons and your daughters, your military, to dominate third world countries because they're trying to establish a global order. But the good news is people over in those prospective countries are beginning to stand up in defiance. Well, what about serious people in the United States of America? You want to listen to the tone of a woman that absolutely, she has a radio show host. Again, this is audio that was sent to me, but she is a radio show host that says, no way, but I'm going to let her take it a step further. Listen to this one. Go ahead, Judah.
To know that more than 23 vaccines contain cells.
No, no, that's not the one. We're looking to get the other one pulled up right now. And yes, I know 130 radio stations are listening to us right now, folks. Just hold tight with me right now, and we will gather the short video of the first one that we've already played today, the woman video, the radio show host video. That's the one that we want to play for the people right now. I can go ahead and play that at will.
President Trump held a press conference earlier today, Labor Day 2020. Here's the general gist of his message. Quote, under my leadership, we will produce a vaccine in record time. This could have taken 2 or 3 years, but instead, it's going to be, well, in a very short period of time.
He's
could
magical.
Even have it in the month of October. So, contrary to all the lies, the vaccine will be very safe and very effective, and it will be delivered very soon, and you could have a very big surprise coming up. I'm sure you will, and you'll be very happy. End quote. For the record, take your warp speed injection and push it deep, really deep into your own kids, wife number 3, or is it 4, and all of your exes. I want everybody to hear this. You'll have to take my life before I allow anyone to shove a syringe into my body filled with God knows what, so that Gates, Dr. Death, and Trump benefit.
That's right.
This is Nancy Morgan Hart.
Well, folks, there's some people that are just saying, no way. They're already talking in a tone like I continuously share with my listeners on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com that, folks, we haven't heard in this country in a long, long time. Nor, might I add, have I ever heard it in my time upon this earth. Folks are taking on a different attitude because they understand the lies that are being thrown down upon the people, not just in the United States of America, but on a global scale, by the likes of a Donald Trump, by the likes of a Bill Gates, who, by the way, there is a call for his arrest on a global scale. We'll see what becomes of that. And Anthony Fauci, Mr. Death, I guess they call him, right? He belongs in jail, friends. And if you want to just sit back and call him names and settle for that, well, then you get what you got coming.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. By the way, tomorrow we are going to have with us Dr. June Knight. I talked to her yesterday. She was a White House correspondent when I called her yesterday. Actually, she invited me to be on her show, and I thought, well, listen, may as well keep this going. Let's get June on our show as well and share with the people on my broadcast as to what most people want to ignore. She's given us information from the inside out concerning what's going on at the White House. And just for a short story here, Dr. June Knight believed it was the Lord that told her to go and to support Donald Trump. And when she got there, she began to see that that's not what she was going to support, nor could she support Donald Trump. Because what he says in public and what he does behind closed doors are two different stories. You get to listen to Dr. June Knight tomorrow tell you the facts of the matter. Planned Parenthood, how you're being lied to about that, the wall, the red flag laws. Oh, friends, the list goes on and on. The homosexual agenda. Folks, I mean, we got Barack Hussein Obama with this smile on his face, and he's deceived enough people into believing that he's actually making America great again. No, he's not. He's doing just the exact opposite. Okay? 1,152 different options, friends, to choose from concerning the presidency of the United States of America, but you're caught up into the game of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Okay? Neither one of them are qualified constitutionally. Okay? Dr. June Knight will be with us tomorrow. Now, listen, I want to get over to this because it's a topic that people, I don't know how they don't see this. But how is it that when the Nazis did what they did, they were crimes against humanity? I mean, the genocide, right? 6 million Jews, gypsies, and dissidents were murdered by Adolf Hitler, right? Oh, no, 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 no. I'm sorry, not Adolf Hitler. By subordinates. Because you remember, Adolf Hitler never pulled the trigger. We all know this. That's why there was Nuremberg trials, and guess what they did? They said during the Nuremberg trials back in May of 1945, they all blamed Adolf Hitler. We were just doing our job, and not a one of them was doing their job. 12 million Jews, dissidents, and gypsies have now perished through a genocide, and everybody wants to blame each other. Adolf Hitler blames his subordinates blame Adolf Hitler and say they were just doing their job, and both of them are lying. I mean, what's hard to understand about thou shalt not kill? But they killed, didn't they? Yes, they did. So why is it when the Nazis did it, and we've been raised up on this, when you were a kid, if you watched PBS, which is probably the worst broadcast station known to mankind, but every once in a great while, they actually broadcasted something that was educational. But we were raised up believing that Adolf Hitler was, he was a monster. He was a monster. He was a criminal. Of course he was a criminal. He was a devil incarnate. Yes, of course he was a devil incarnate. And I remember, folks, whenever I'd go over to PBS, when I'd be in school, elementary school, high school, middle school, whatever the case might be, we'd always see Adolf Hitler and all the crimes that he committed against the people. And we've been taught to believe that there's nobody worse than an Adolf Hitler. I mean, people like to gauge sin like, well, if I sin more than you did, then we're, you know, I'm not as bad as you are. Well, the fact of the matter is if I steal one penny or if I steal $20 million in the sight of God, it's theft. So if you sin, you sin, and you're a sinner, and you need to be saved by grace. It's just that simple. Again, Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3, 2, and the list goes on. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's commanded of all of us. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10 when you get a moment. But everybody's been raised to believe that there's no worse man on the planet than an Adolf Hitler. Well, let me ask you something. When we look at the Nazis and an Adolf Hitler and we see the crimes that he was responsible for committing and his subordinates and the accomplices, the German people during that time, which, by the way, they're embarrassed of today, how come they were crimes against humanity? How come it was called genocide then? But when the American government does it, it's called science. I want you to think about that. I also want you to think about this, because I put this together this morning because it wouldn't leave me when we brought it up yesterday during yesterday's broadcast. After committing horrific crimes against humanity as a Nazi doctor, Joseph Mengele, you know, the angel of death, did you know what he did after he fled Germany? He actually went to South America and he worked as an abortionist. Notice the wordplay. And folks, I want to equate it to what we're seeing today, because the experiment of vaccination on people is what's in process today. You're the guinea pigs, okay? But today we're hearing so much about vaccinations and the need for them. You'll see the correlation. Just hold with me. Today we're hearing so much about vaccinations and the need for them, which obviously is coming from the same ones that are selling you the virus. Don't forget that. Get that in your mind and in your hearts. The same ones selling you the virus are the same ones attempting to sell you the vaccination. They've got to show you your need, and they're using fear to drive you to the consequence that they want to bring about so they can play the savior. Okay? Again, nothing new under the sun. Yesterday I'd shared with you that it was none other than Bill Gates who said that those that engage in anti-vaccine efforts, right, they kill children. I mean, you want to talk about the accuser of the brethren? Read Revelation 12:10 when you get a moment. And also keep in mind, Adolf Hitler's propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, is the one that said, accuse others of what you're guilty of. America, if you would learn that right now, you would understand your enemy at every given front, because the media, the mainstream media, and its useful idiots, it's exactly how they're trained up. And it's the same thing that you're seeing through what you call your said representatives. We call them politicians, which is a slang word for working for special interest groups. They can't be trusted. They're a bunch of traitors, so on and so forth. Luke 22:48. But folks, you need to think about what's going on here. They accuse you of what they're guilty of. Just like Bill Gates, right? Bill Gates is saying that those that engage in anti-vaccine efforts, they're the ones that are responsible for killing children. This is what he has said. Matter of fact, hey, Judah, can you pull that up really quick? Give me your hand up when you you have it available. But Bill Gates is the one that said those that engage in anti-vaccine efforts, man, the ones that are telling you not to take the vaccination, he said they're the ones that are responsible for killing children. Listen to this.
There's been a lot of scrutiny of vaccines recently, specifically childhood vaccines. There's been a lot of news about, is there a connection with autism, for example? What do you make of all that? Dr. Wakefield wrote a paper about this saying that he thought there was a connection. And there was lower vaccination rates as a result for a period of time in Britain than the United States. What are your thoughts?
Well, Dr. Wakefield has been shown used absolutely fraudulent data. He had a financial interest in some lawsuits.
Says Bill Gates.
Fake paper. The journal allowed it to run. All the other studies were done, showed no connection whatsoever again and again and again. And so it's an absolute lie that has killed thousands of kids, because the mothers who heard that lie, many of them didn't have their kids take either pertussis or measles vaccine, and their children are dead today. And so, you know, the people who engage in those anti-vaccine efforts, you know, they kill children. It's a very sad thing.
He chuckles.
These vaccines are important.
They killed children, he said. They're the ones responsible for killing children. We're talking about when the Nazis did it, they were crimes against humanity. I want to bring it this into the equation as well. We all know who Margaret Sanger is, the founder of Planned Parenthood. I can give you quote after quote from this devil who's in hell where she belongs. But it's interesting who admired Margaret Sanger. Adolf Hitler did. Okay, so let's take it to the next step. Who actually was the head of Planned Parenthood for many, many years? Bill Gates' dad. So do you understand that there's a correlation, friends, that there's an alliance running through these people? And what is their end aim? Well, Bill Gates again comes to my aid, depopulation. And remember, his version of depopulating the planet, he called it good. This is what kind of people want to depopulate the world. If you have a mask on, you're looking to take a vaccination, friends, you need to understand these are the ones selling you the vaccinations, the same ones selling you the virus. It's interesting that Bill Gates was asked the question by the CNN, friends, useful idiot, as if to suggest that he's qualified to give the answer. And then Bill Gates comes in, and what does he do? He begins to discredit someone that's telling the American people the truth. See, the devil wants you to believe that he's telling you the truth, when in fact he's not. Read John 8:44. But again, going back to this, friends, what I want you to ponder is this. Why is it when the Nazis did it, they were crimes against humanity? But when the American government does it, it's called science. Oh, folks, I'm going to tee this up. It's going to get a little more intense after this. And we'll be right back if you want to call in. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wildfires continue to devastate much of the western United States. A record of more than 2 million acres have been burned across California. That includes a new East Fire of Los Angeles that was caused by a gender reveal party. Colonel Jesse Miller with the California National Guard telling ABC's Good Morning America, it's been a challenge fighting these fires.
Yeah, it's been a complex operating environment with the record high heat, low humidity, as you mentioned, unpredictable and dynamic wind conditions, combined with the rugged terrain and altitude in the Sierras.
Busy day of campaigning for President Trump, the president speaking in Jupiter, Florida, and then Winston-Salem, North Carolina, tonight. The president on Tuesday saying he would spend whatever it takes to win. This is USA Radio News. As the election heads into the home stretch, Facebook is offering its users an interesting proposition. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
Facebook paying some users to deactivate their accounts. As many as 400,000 people will be invited to join a study, and those who opt in can get as much as $120. In exchange, Facebook and Instagram accounts must be deactivated later this month for either a week to 6 weeks, and the goal is to better understand how the sites impact political attitudes and behavior during the election.
With just 55 days until the election, the Biden campaign called a lid Tuesday morning, meaning there will be no new news from the Democratic nominee for the remainder of the day. Democratic nominee Joe Biden spent his Labor Day in Pennsylvania, where he took questions from AFL-CIO members. Biden also doing some local interviews. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Want to give you a heads up. If you want to book us, right now is the time to do it. We're going to be in Michigan next week on the Capitol stairs, September 17th, 10 to 2, with my new friend Skip Coriel. And we are going to be, well, standing up for the Second Amendment. Folks, that's what you have to do. You have to fight for your rights. Don't tell me about how they're being stripped away from you, friends. They're not being stripped away. They're being forfeited. So make distinction, 1 Timothy 6:12. I also wanted to let you know, again, if you want to book us, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That tells you everything you need to know as to who we are, what it is that we've done. We're showing you the basket of fruit. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to join us on live chat, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies through the CIA-controlled media and their useful idiots. Go to the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and join us on YouTube. Join us on live chat. Same thing with beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page, top left. Click up onto it and join us on YouTube. Again, 1-866, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Now, listen, I know that we have a lot of users subscribers, new viewers and new listeners joining us all day long, especially over the last couple weeks. With that said, I played a little audio yesterday to show you where vaccinations are coming from, and I think it's worthy to note, friends, that how do I describe it? You know what? I'll just let her do this, friends. Listen to this. This is the ingredients found in vaccinations. Go ahead.
To know that more than 23 vaccines contain cells, cellular debris, protein, and DNA from aborted babies. Someone who chooses to vaccinate might say, but they only use cell lines from two aborted babies in the vaccines. Many more babies were aborted and dissected in the process of obtaining the perfect strain. In fact, aborted babies are being used every day to create new cell lines for more vaccines. So who are these babies who never received a name and are only known by a scientific reference? PERC6 came from a healthy 18-week-old baby. This strain is being used to develop adenovirus, Ebola, influenza, malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV vaccines. Developers call it a human designer cell, but what they really mean is aborted baby cells. The HEK293 cell line is derived from the kidneys of a healthy aborted fetus and is being used to develop new influenza vaccines. IMR90 cell line is a 16-week-old female aborted baby, and IMR91 came from a male aborted baby. Both were created for vaccine production and functional references. WI38, a 16-week-old female baby who was aborted in Sweden because the parents felt they had too many children. The baby was packed on ice and sent to the United States where it was dissected. The use of WI38 cells...
This is America, friends.
...making business. WI1 through WI25 cell strains were derived from the lung, skin, muscle, kidney, heart, thyroid, thymus, and liver of 21 separate elective abortions. WI44 was derived from the lung of a 3-month-old surgically aborted fetus. MCR5 cell line was derived from the lung tissue of a 14-week-old male. 80 elective abortions were involved in the research and final production of the current rubella vaccine. 21 from the original WI1 through WI26 fetal cell lines that failed, plus WI38 itself, and 67 from the attempts to isolate the rubella virus. Despite what you've been told, aborted body parts are in your vaccinations, and it says so right in the package inserts. You might ask what the human safety studies on the effects of aborted fetal DNA cells and proteins in the vaccines are. The answer is zero. But there is research that shows that the mixing of DNA is a huge no-no. What are we doing? There is no religious justification that makes it even remotely okay to play operation with an aborted baby, let alone inject our children with foreign DNA.
That's exactly right. You can go ahead and turn that down. I mean, I think people are getting the gist of it. We just had someone say, didn't I hear this yesterday? Yeah, hear it again. Still going on, friends. See, this is the problem with the American people. They forget about the crimes that are being committed against us. Oh, I already heard about that. But did you deal with it? If you haven't dealt with it, there's the problem right there. Justice guards our liberty. You leave off justice, guess what? You lose your liberty. And the little babies that are being sacrificed to make vaccinations for the Bill Gates of the world, for Anthony Fauci, and the likes of a Donald Trump so they can make more money off of the American people's stupidity goes on. Right? Why? Because the American people fail to deal with those that are committing the crimes. The American people have been so conditioned to be inundated with lies from their government and the media. Scandals from the government and from the media. As if to suggest, well, I've already heard about that. Did you deal with it? Nope, I haven't dealt with it. There's the problem. There's the problem. Which, if you haven't dealt with it, then makes you an accomplice before a just and a holy God. Do your homework to understand what Scripture says. Because at the end of the day, if we fail to deal with it, we draw violence to our front door. Read Amos 6:3, and that's exactly what's happening today. It's coming to our front door. Hey, folks, when the Nazis did this, it was called genocide. But when the American government does it, it's called science. The American people stand back and they look at the history of what Adolf Hitler was allowed to do because of 80 million Germans that sat back and allowed him to do it. Not only allowed him to do it, but at the end of the day did his biddings for him in doing the killing. Okay? So don't think that that cannot happen here. It's happening here. They're responsible for, friends, 6 to 12 million Jews, gypsies, and dissidents. Okay? America, you're responsible for 60 million babies, six times worse than an Adolf Hitler. And we're talking about how bad the Nazis were. We're talking about how bad Adolf Hitler was, and the SS, and the likes of a Joseph Mengele and Joseph Goebbels and these other SS murderers. Whoa! And how bad and stupid Germany was that they would allow an Adolf Hitler to rise to power in the first place. What's happening here in America? What's been going on here in America? Hey, folks, I'll tell you what. The first step to coming to the Lord is to come to Him on His terms and acknowledge the truth by taking responsibility before Him. That's called repentance. And the fact of the matter is 60 million babies have been aborted, equivalent to 18 states since 1973 in this country. Well, you know, like this lady on Life Chat, well, I already heard about that. Yeah, I heard about that. And just think about it. You've conditioned yourself to go to sleep tonight and haven't done or lifted a finger to do anything in stopping it. My gosh. Whoa. Whoa, how desensitized have the American people become? And I said this last week, and I say it again. Everybody knows who the bad guys are. I mean, they know who the bad guys are. They've known them for decades in this country. And yet, for some reason or another, they think that, well, when the bad guy dies, you know, he's going to have to face his judge, rather than the church keeping the commandments of God because they love him enough to bring forth and to push forth that judgment date fast forward here on this earth. Oh, that His will might be done on this earth as it is in heaven. How's the Lord known? He's known by the judgments that He executes. Read Psalm 9:16 and 17. Psalm 97. The Bible says clouds and darkness are round about Him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of His throne. A fire goes before Him and burns up His enemies round about. He said in Psalm 97, "You that love the Lord, hate evil and love good." Good to a Bill Gates, friends, the one that wants to vaccinate you, the one using baby parts, whose daddy used to work for Planned Parenthood. Going back to the ingredients to vaccinations, aborted babies in vaccinations, and they want to force them on you. See, that's what I'm doing here today, to make sure, by the mercy of God, that you wake up and actually deal with those that are assailing you and innocent babies in the womb today. That's the mercy of God, as the American church stands up and deals with the corrupt. Not to sit around and say, "Oh, the Lord's will be done. Nothing we can do about it today." No, the Lord, He'll take care of everything. He sure will. Just like He did in Sodom and Gomorrah, right? You want to know why? Because Abraham couldn't find 10 righteous men that loved the Lord enough to obey Him in keeping His commandments. That's why Sodom and Gomorrah was judged, if you put it into scriptural context, friends. The American people today have shown mercy to the criminals and could care less about the victims. That's how desensitized the American people have become. When the Nazis did it, they were crimes against humanity. It was called genocide. You all know this. If you haven't seen Schindler's List, which you probably have, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. But when the American government does it, it's called science. And they've been given a pass because of the little wordplay they're playing on a bunch of people. Well, let's bring it home. Let me ask you parents out there that think that this has nothing to do with you and whoever's aborting their babies, that's their choice. No, that's murder, number one. Proverbs 6:17, God hates hands that shed innocent blood, and you are responsible for those innocent babies in the womb. Because we are our brother's keeper. Imagine someone taking a knife to your child and saying, "I want to dissect them, I want to take their blood, I want to take their body parts, and I want to make them, with the use of their body parts, and I want to make an ingredient to a vaccination." What would you say to me? You'd probably shoot me at the front door, and rightly so. But somehow or another, these individuals, these Joseph Mengele's, the angel of death, you have them all over America today. For some reason or another, because the government said it's okay, they sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb, and they've renamed them, not the angel of death like Joseph Mengele, but they've called them abortionists. Now it's okay because they're abortionists. Well, what's the difference between the angel of death and an abortionist? Absolutely nothing. But if you're desensitized and ignorant enough to believe it, guess what? You will. And so has America. And so has America. Hey, folks, you just heard some of these videos and the insanity of what's taking place in this country. And now you understand why people are saying no to vaccinations, considering what and who it is that's being sacrificed to bring about the very ingredients to these vaccinations. Read Leviticus 19:19 when you get a moment. But, folks, not until...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We got one more segment talking about when the Nazis did it, they were crimes against humanity. When the American government does it, it's called science. By the way, science is the study of creation, Webster's 1828. So 60 million babies, equivalent to that of the population of 18 states in America, to date have been slaughtered in the womb because Americans have been desensitized and have taken on by their said representatives that it's a choice to murder a human being. Just think about that. Okay? What does God say? It's a choice not to. And if you do commit the crime, then guess what? You don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. Read Deuteronomy 19:19 when you get a moment. Also read Exodus 20:13, thou shalt not kill. Now, if anything... or if you know anything of history, you will remember the name Joseph Mengele, okay? Or Mengele, however you want to say it. I've heard it said several different ways. He's also known as the Angel of Death. Joseph Mengele was an SS officer under the monstrous Adolf Hitler, who was responsible for genocide of 12 million Jews, gypsies, and dissidents, okay? He was also, Joseph Mengele was, a well-known physician during World War II, okay? Now, I want you to think about this, okay? What it is that should get your attention here, friends, is that when Adolf Hitler committed these heinous crimes against humanity, right, there was an outcry throughout the world to put a stop to it. As a matter of fact, 405,399 Americans fought, bled, and died to put an end to an Adolf Hitler's reign of terror. Now, America, their descendants, their posterity, concerning those that fought, bled, and died fighting against Adolf Hitler, have accepted the very things that our veterans fought against, died against, and sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms that we have today. I want you to think about that. That's how desensitized the American people have become. 405,399 American men fought, bled, and died to put an end to Adolf Hitler's reign of terror. Their kids are now accepting the likes of an Adolf Hitler through their government and their representatives that have sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. Okay, that's a fact. Okay, see, but now somehow or another, the American government is allowed by the people in this country to eradicate its own population because they call it science through vaccinations, through the sacrifice of their kids, even convincing people that murder is simply a choice, abortion. It's absolutely amazing. Did you know that Joseph Mengele, the angel of death, the Nazi hunters after the war, after he murdered innocent children, I'll give you some of the details in just a moment, but they said it was the most heinous place in an SS camp was under the angel of death. Why? Because he was experimenting on children, okay? And he did the unthinkable, pregnant women, so on and so forth. I'll get to those in a moment. But that's all he had to do is leave Germany, where he committed crimes in killing thousands, hundreds of thousands of millions of Jews, dissidents, and gypsies. And he moved to a different country. And because he went to a country that said it was okay, he went from the angel of death to be called an abortionist, just like here in America through Project Paperclip back in the 40s. And the American people drank the Kool-Aid. What's interesting to note is their grandpas, their dads, their brothers, their cousins, their neighbors fought against Adolf Hitler. They're 6 feet under the ground today. And instead of their posterity living for what they died for, they've now accepted the likes of an Adolf Hitler in their government to sanction the murder of the innocent here in America. I can't make it any more clear than that. Okay? They're not called the angel of death. Now they're called abortionists. Because the government renamed them. Now somehow or another it's acceptable. How stupid and desensitized have Americans become? And they go to sleep at night. And they go to sleep at night. And then they get angry because I play the vaccination video as to where the ingredients, by the way, that's what it's called online, the baby parts and the baby blood. This person on live chat says, I've seen this yesterday. Well, what have you done about it since yesterday? Have you started your own radio show? Have you got out there and made a sign and stood up against the sins of mankind and protesting? That is the definition of a Protestant, just for the record, ma'am. I want you to think about what's going on here, friends. Again, it's a wordplay. That's all they've done is change the name. Here are some Mengele crimes. He assembled hundreds of pairs of twins and sometimes spent hours measuring various parts of their bodies and taking careful notes. So of abortionists. He often injected one twin with mysterious substance and monitored the illness that ensued. He applied painful clamps to kids, to children's limbs, to induce gangrene, to inject dye into their eyes while alive, which were then shipped back to a pathology lab in Germany and gave them spinal taps. Okay? When the test subject would die, the child's twin would be immediately killed with an injection of chloroform to the heart, and both would be dissected for comparison. What's the difference between that and America? Your government sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. Your Senate knows all the while what Planned Parenthood is doing through dissecting, beheading babies in America and harvesting their body parts. But look at that bad Germany. Look at that bad, bad Joseph Mengele, that angel of death. The same thing's happening here, six times worse than what was allowed to happen in Germany. And for every baby, every innocent baby that dies, you can rest assured that God's judgment will be to the exact of what you've tolerated. And the opposite. in the opposite. Joseph Mengele killed 14 pairs of twins this way and spent a sleepless night performing autopsies on his victims. It's also been said of Joseph Mengele that he would oftentimes when he would be experimenting on women, pregnant women, he would literally jump on the pregnant woman to get the baby out, to push the baby outside of the woman. For all of his methodical work habits, Mengele could be impulsive during one selection between work and death. On the arrival platform, a middle-aged woman who had been selected for work refused to be separated from her 14-year-old daughter who had been assigned death. A guard who tried to pry them apart got a nasty scratch on the face and had to fall back. Mengele stepped in to resolve the matter by shooting both the girl and her mother and then cut short the selection and sent everybody to the gas chambers. This is what happens when government thinks that it acts outside of the law that they're supposed to enforce. This is what America is breeding today in this country. And don't doubt a word I'm telling you, friends. Don't doubt a word I'm telling you right now. Because we can call Planned Parenthood clinics all across the country that America, that you have accepted, that are doing the same things that a Joseph Mengele, Joseph Mengele did, the angel of death did to people in Germany and in these concentration camps that abortion doctors are doing right under your noses today in America. So again, I ask the question, what's the difference? It's also said that in several cases he would operate on people without actually sedating them. I mean, the guy was, and folks, you can look at aborted babies in America today, and how many nurses across America have told me, Bradley, I'm telling you, I seen them take the babies out, and they put them up on top of a shelf until they expired, or they took them and threw them in garbage bags, or they took them and threw them in the toilet, and then the doctor would say, go over there and finish the job, and take scissors and put it in the back of the neck, or inject saline into the baby's body. Or just decapitate the body. That's happening here in America. So I'm asking you the question, Americans. What's the difference between Adolf Hitler's regime and America's regime? There isn't one. When the Nazis did it, it was called crimes against humanity. When America does it, it's called science. And we accept the Bill Gates to say, oh, you know what, if you don't take the vaccinations, you know what, you're killing children. When the fact of the matter is, he's the very one guilty of what he's accusing others of.
I think you're saying this exactly right, absolutely perfectly.
Can't hear very much.
I think you're saying this exactly right, absolutely perfectly. It's just a matter of a wordplay. When you go from saying, what? Oh, it's an abortion. No, it's not abortion, it's murder. And I think when you look at America, and like you're saying, what we've done in the United States of America, we can stand on the throne of judgment and point our finger all day long at Adolf Hitler in Germany, but we have done far worse and allowed far more as a country as a nation. And not only do we need to repent before God as a nation, but do something about the problems like what you're talking about. And I think for those of you who are listening,
just think about an American government today is actually prosecuting those that are exposing the likes of a Planned Parenthood.
It's judgment turned backwards.
It is. Right in the face of the American people, Isaiah 59.
That's exactly right. And you know, for those of you who are listening, you say, oh my goodness, I wish this truth would get out there on a national scale to every single state, every single city, every single town in America. We need your help to be able to do that. We don't spend much time asking for support on our radio program because it's important to us to get the message out there, which is the most important thing. But do know that we cannot continue to get this message out there unless we have the support of the people.
You need to hear that, America, because we don't like asking, but you don't know that we have the need unless we ask. And I think it's a given. I know that what you're used to in a country like this is gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, but that's not this ministry. It's never been this ministry. If you like us and you love us for what we're doing and you want to keep us in the fight, then support us.
Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Spread the Word button, become a son or daughter of Liberty, support us monthly, or make a one-time donation. We totally appreciate your support to reach out to more people with the truth.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.